Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Tony Gorman. This week on AK, Underground. North America's only permafrost research tunnel is pretty nondescript from the outside, but a small brown building built into a hillside by the Army Corps of Engineers in the late 1960s is actually the gateway to nearly 40,000 years worth of geology, ice, and history. Few Alaskans know it exists, but that might change this weekend when the Corps hosts the first ever permafrost tunnel open house. KUAC's Emily Schwing donned a hard hat and joined a tour to find out what's behind that refrigerator door.
Most people driving the Steese Highway miss the sign for the Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory, or CREL. It's small and easy to overlook, as is the door to CREL's permafrost tunnel. But inside...
We just walked in the portal, so we're almost instantly back about 11,000 years.
Dr. Matthew Sturm is the chief scientist for CREL in Fairbanks. He's led tours of the dimly lit permafrost tunnel for more than 30 years.
I've looked over here 1,000 times. That's a very, very large bison.
Sturm shines a flashlight on a pale white horn that pops straight out of the wall. It's not a fossil. It's a well-preserved bone. There are more, lots more, that stick out of the walls everywhere.
We've never seen this one before. This is a bison horn. It still has the material on it, which is kind of like our fingernails, keratin. So it has been transported almost no distance. The chances of it being attached to a full skull is probably 99%.
This tunnel is 50 feet underground. It extends more than 300 feet in two separate shafts. The Army Corps dug it out in the late 1960s. Engineers still use it today to find better ways to build in areas dominated by permafrost. Geologists, ice scientists, and archaeologists have also used the tunnel as a study site in their research. Over the years, their sampling methods have left holes and markings all over the walls.
This nice soft stuff. This is the permafrost. This is what the tunnel's really like here.
Sturm scrapes the wall with the end of his flashlight. Pale brown, silty material flakes away to reveal a harder surface underneath. Only half the tunnel is actually solid ice, which baffles 13-year-old Charlie Simon. He's on the tour with his family from Alabama. Charlie says he expected a tunnel made completely of clear ice. There are other details that surprise him, too.
I expected it to be cold, but not this cold. It's pretty cold.
And what does it smell like?
It's kind of stale, but at the same time, it's really sharp. You can't really compare it to anything. It just gets all in your nose and really smell. You get used to it, but it's really sharp in the beginning.
That's the smell of 40,000 years of decaying organic material dating back to the Pleistocene. Halfway down the smaller shaft, an arching deposit of dark, smooth ice extends from the floor and reaches overhead on both sides. University of Alaska Fairbanks graduate student Margaret Siseski explains how this ice wedge formed.
The ground, it can get so cold that the ice in it will start to shrink and contract. When it does that, it can get to a certain point where there's so much stress it'll want to crack. And so it does. It gets filled with water and some silt and some air bubbles and freezes. That's a plane of weakness. And so it'll crack in the same location. It'll do it over and over and over again.
This ice wedge is likely 3,000 years old. Others occur throughout the tunnel. Matthew Sturm shines his flashlight on a lens of ice in the ceiling. Dry, wrinkly plant material hangs above our heads.
We have a pond that's somehow located above the ice wedge here. And we're looking at sedges here. So that's exactly what I expect in a pond. They are still green.
The only difference between these sedges and the ones that grow in similar ponds on Alaska's North Slope today is about 30,000 years. There isn't any modern-day permafrost forming in the Fairbanks area, and Sturm says there are few places in the world where features of life like this are preserved as well.
It's an older, colder climate. You know, it's a world we don't currently have in Alaska, but one that we've come through, and there's a lot of lessons in that climate about the future we're facing, which is yet a different climate.
Krell is building a new tunnel 100 yards away. Eventually, all the shafts will connect. The goal is to open the tunnel doors a little wider to give the public a chance to step back in frozen time. From 50 feet underground near Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.